On the third floor, don't you feel as if you're getting a bird's eye view of the surrounding landscape? Besides viewing the special exhibitions, you should also stand on this open platform area and look out at the Yinga landscape outside. If you look out the large window, you can see as far as Taipei. And if the weather is especially clear, you can even see Taipei 101. To the right, you will see the Da'an River, which was once essential for transport and helped foster Yinga's development. Among the mountains on the left, there is one that has a large boulder sticking out on top. Have you found it? That's known as the Yinga Stone, and it is a well-known local landmark. Legend has it that after Koxinga defeated the Dutch, he passed by here and discovered a giant bird that preyed on the locals. Koxinga ordered his artillery to fire on it, and it was struck in the throat. The bird then fell on the mountaintop, where it became a giant rock. After viewing Yinga Stone, please turn and look in the opposite direction. The small mountain in the distance is Jianshandui, where Yinga ceramics originated. Jianshan had an abundance of clay that was very well suited to ceramics manufacture. Jianshanpu Road, which runs at the foot of the mountain, is now called Yinga Ceramic Old Street, where many shops that specialize in ceramics are expectantly waiting for you to come looking for treasure.